I'm gonna do that one. Well, this is a song I wrote a long time ago, actually. It's a song I wrote about my grandmother. I wrote it at a time while she was still alive and was busy terrorizing the staff of a nursing home in North Alabama. This is sort of her story. It's just called Grandmother's Song. They never did meet with critical acclaim. Oh, but the ones who read it, they often said, why this ought to be published, this ought to be read. She would not agree, and they said it was a shame that the world could continue to turn unaware and unconcerned. Not a surprise, she kept to herself and she spent her time alone. She did pretty well in school, she went to teachers' college too. Those teachers didn't know it, my grandma was a poet. Writing. His work made him travel about. Southern served the South, and the Great Depression swept on in like a cold, unexpected northern wind. He forgot to come home one day. She was left with three kids to raise. Man, there was nothing else a woman could do. Left to draw her paycheck, teach in school, and pupils didn't know it. Teacher was a poet, poet in her own time. La 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 la. Voices in her head, the family worries and the whispering dark. She's got her religion right. Oh, it's a hardening of the arteries, it's a softening of the mind. I mean to go and see her, but I cannot ever seem to find the time. And at the nursing station at night, they work crossword puzzles by the switchboard light. And the nurses don't know it. Grandma was a poet, poet in her own time. Yeah, those nurses don't know it. My grandma's a poet, poet in her own time. Oh, la 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 la
Thank you.